Let's ride. Hey, keep fuck these niggas up. Bow, 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 bow. Bow, 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 bow.
Chronicles, and you're listening to Ground Hard Radio. We are reality radio. GroundHardRadio.com. Turn up for a motherfucking check. My team's still better than yours, nigga. Stop the fuckery. They shouldn't have never gave you niggas money. I am the motherfucking Black Larry King.
He in love with glow, never got the cookie, but got my name tatted. Killer word, don't know who he killed, I heard that main ready. Never fool, when it's time to eat, I be his main platter. NYC, New York Fashion Week, Tommy Hill jacket. Tell these hoes to stay down, you can never know they niggas say. My niggas say he faithful, I still got a free hole just in case. I can't lie, I used to feel so hard, but still my old way. It's 300, 65 days in the year, don't play with me on none of them days. Fucking ass, freaking nigga, don't even wear no condoms. Don't know how to treat a lady, the fuck? I oughta smack your mom. Pussy wet, good ass neck,
that's me.
So why talk how I want? Save a nigga who, bitch, do I look like fucking superwoman?
He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my nigga, don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, Channing Tatum.
He don't wanna be kept, don't keep him. He don't want the paper, then bitch, don't keep it. Ho, I don't get left, I'm leaving. Hoes love me like Justin Bieber.
I'm the B-A-D-D-E-S-T. Same hoes hating, used to wanna be besties. You can get your wig turned like Effie. I don't need insurance, cause a bitch can't wreck me. Ready, when I'm coming like Freddy, I'm mother. Hanging on my chick is your daddy. Clock that T, bitch, catch it. You look like a discount meat on X. I'm the female titan, I'm stepping on bitches. I'm showing my titties, I tore up the city. A P-I-M-P, I be whoring these niggas. He run back to me, cause you boring the nigga. Fuck is a layover, I ain't waiting. I get the bag, then I take destination. These niggas be crazy, I don't blame him. I'm a dog too, I don't wanna change him. He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my nigga, don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, chin is tatum. I don't wanna be saved, don't save me. You for everybody, nigga, don't claim me. Hate a nigga tryna tell me what to do. You ain't my daddy, I'm not your baby. He don't wanna be saved, don't save him. That is not my nigga, don't claim him. By 20 missed calls, he faded. White boy wasted, chin is tatum.
He don't wanna be kept, don't keep him. He don't want the paper, then bitch, don't keep it. Ho, I don't get left, I'ma leave him. Hoes love me like Justin Bieber. Go mad, go mad, go mad, go mad, go mad, go mad, go mad.
Get him glow, 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 get him glow.
Fuck you mean, y'all know the fuck going on. Oh, cut, cut, oh, cut, cut.
We grind or die. We grind or die. We grind or die. Grind hard, you hear us bust. Some less synopsis to getting touched up. Fresh lining for the touch up. Social distance, they can't touch us. We turning up on Tuesday. We mopping on them Thursdays. They cannot see us even though we shining. Better watch the drip cause we them blinding. Bay fresh, we stay on. Making moves out of Duval 365. We play songs, reality, no cap, dog. We the team with big dreams. Certified on all streams. Aiming with them red beams. Better turn up when you hear me. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio.
Grind hard radio. Turn up for a motherfucking chick. And let that beat drop. What it do, Roy? It's the mayor of Duval County. It's your boy, Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Ground Hard Radio. I'm in the building with the host and the president of GHR, Carter Mafioso, the Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine You. What it do, bro? Ma.
Hard time.
Mob on.
What up, world? It's your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob 803, better known as the God, Divine Universal. About to turn it up with my team, my squad, Team GHR and the Black Larry King. G Chronicles season finale, Grind Hard Radio. Ooh. Let's get it.
Yeah, man, it is the finale. That's what I'm saying. It's the motherfucking finale. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that team, No Filter. He's still Bay Fresh like a motherfucker. It's the main man, Dope Ass Music, live in the building. What it do, fam, bro?
You said don't keep me. I don't want to be kept.
Come on with it, nigga.
I'm
you don't want to be
kept. Go dope.
Yeah, go dope. All right, that's what's
get
up. Love the fucking
get
energy, Mark. For real. All right, somebody make a song that motherfucker. Remix that bitch. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 706 is Grind Hard Radio's own Georgia Peach. It's the queen. It's your girl. Kia live in the building. What it do, sis?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey,
gonna do this season finale. Y'all already know tonight we're gonna be talking about a lot of stuff. I'm here with my fam, and you already know. Get ready for this show.
Yeah, let's get it. That's what's up, man. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 314, representing that Crystal City, Missouri, is the main man, Cobra CI, Cobra Immortal in the building. What it do, Tim?
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? G, it's your boy, Cobra Immortal. Yay! Boom! Man, we turned up,
boom.
We charged up, and we too loud, and y'all still can't hear us. It's Grind Hard Radio. It's Tuesday. Let's go.
Let's go, man. Turn up tonight. Next up on the squad, next up on the microphone, representing that 228, representing that Mississippi movement, it's our motherfucking resident DJ, the legendary DJ Sergeant Rock, and that's Trill. What it do, big bro?
What do you do, world? You know what I'm saying? Hey, you are now in tune into another fire-ass episode of Grind Hard Radio, because what you got is these suckers laying dead in the alley. GHR is the shit for the grand finale. You know what I'm saying? So y'all might as well get ready. You know what I'm talking about? We want y'all to kick back. Please kick back. We want you to relax. Please relax. And we want you to remember one thing. Please remember one goddamn thing. We still run the Matrix around this raggedy-ass bitch. Yo, Jen, let's run a power move on these motherfuckers, man, and do this shit the right way. GHR style, you under dick, my tree.
That's my motherfucking DJ, boy. He gonna turn me up every motherfucking time, man. Salute. But look, check this out before we get any further. I'm gonna need somebody to send a smoke signal to the teepee to see where the hell you at. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to find out what sits that razor.
That's my girl. Where
it sits? Where the queen?
Was
baby, where
to,
you at?
Was
you know what I'm saying?
About that little bit.
Yeah, for real. We may or may not have razor tonight. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to hold down the R&B gangster. But nevertheless, it's Grind Hard Radio. It's the season 49 finale. Call in. Spit your shit. Spoken word. Whatever you want to do. You could do it right here tonight on the season finale of Grind Hard Radio. DJ Sergeant Rock, Big Broski, what's the topic for tonight, man? Because these niggas...
Oh, man, we got a hot topic tonight. Oh, my fucking God. When Jit sucked this shit through the airwaves, I said, man, it's too much shit going on. You know what I'm saying? But tonight's hot topic is, you know what I'm saying,
Chris Brown versus Quavo.
Oh, Lord.
Where you at? Where you at with it? So you know what to do, man. If you're on the phone line, make sure y'all hit us up, 323-693-3043. And if you're online, you can still quarantine and chill with us in on Ground Hard Radio chat rooms. Team, I'm going to hit y'all with a few tracks, man. I do want to represent for my Florida brother, you know what I'm saying? A little R&B taste to start things off, man. This your boy Razor with Fuck It Up, live on Ground Hard Radio.
Hey.
The 49 finale.
Hey.
Take off.
Real.
You're now tuning in to Ground Hard Radio with your host, G-Chronicles, the Black Larry King. And Team Groundhog. It's DJ Face Mob 803. And we grind.
Let's go, Razor.
Yeah, yeah. Straight up.
Yeah.
I be stepping out crispy, six piece. If it ain't about the bag, you could miss me. Streets say you a rat like itchy. Can't shop with you, that's too thrifty. He's fucking with you.
Fucking with you.
That just might fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking with you.
Fucking with you.
That just might fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I be stepping out crispy, six piece. If it ain't about the bag, you could miss me. Streets say you a rat like itchy. Can't shop with you, that's too thrifty. He's
fucking with you.
That just might fuck it up.
Used to move stones, cavemen. Got old money, ancient. Paper tag with the maniac. So you know I'm blessed, amen. I'm about to blow
C4.
Got the game and the Chico. Cold hearted like 40 below. You don't really wanna let it go.
Two-tone interior. Big bag superior. Got you beat imperious. All else inferior. I be blowing on the final. Cold hearted, check the climate. Check the charts, raise the climbing. They ain't counting, what you find out
crispy, six piece. If it ain't about the bag, you could miss me. Streets say you a rat like itchy. Can't shop with you, that's too risky. We
fucking with you.
Fucking with you. That just might fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking with you.
Fucking with you.
That just might fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I be stepping out crispy, six piece. If it ain't about the bag, you could miss me. Streets say you a rat like itchy. Can't shop with you, that's too risky. We
fucking with you.
Fucking with you. That just might fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking with you.
Fucking with you.
That just might fuck it up.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
DBs be a trip.
Be a trip.
DBs can't slip. Got DBs on the whip.
You know.
Routine real nigga shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Routinely move with a grip.
Yeah.
Extended mag with a clip. I'm tryna juke for the splits. From broke broke to rich rich. Now real nigga lit lit. Am I arrogant a little bit? But I deserve it. Rich on purpose. They be thirsty. Yeah. DBs don't change.
Yeah, yeah.
And stay up out the
I
just
stepping
game.
Out crispy, six piece. If it ain't about the bag, you could miss me. Street say you a rat like itchy. Can't shop with you, that's too risky. He's
fucking with you. Fucking with you.
That just might fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's fucking with you.
Fucking with you.
That just might fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I be stepping out crispy, six piece. If it ain't about the bag, you could miss me. Street say you a rat like itchy. Can't shop with you, that's too risky. He's
fucking with you.
Fucking with you. That just might fuck it up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's fucking with you.
Fucking with you.
That just might fuck it up.
Like actors, I treat you rappers, cats just like the crowd. Here comes
with the tractor, homie, get knocked. Your bubblegum MCs proceed with the caution. Better watch what you say about me, keep on talking. I have you coughing like trees and not the ones I blow. I'm talking about the ones where them by go, go, go. You been that dude, man, always been that dude, man. Hustle hard day and night to get them bands, man. I've been that dude, man, stay on that dude, man. Shot has been broke, still be that dude, man. I've been that dude, man, always been that dude, man. Hustle hard day and night to get them bands, man. I've been that dude, man, stay on that dude, man. Shot has been broke, still be that dude, man. I've been the dude, man, he know I'm a beast. All these rappers get scratched like a flea. Better watch out, don't mess with me. I run the city and I'm running on the streets. I'm that dude with the D-U to the E. Everybody know, yeah, that's me. Wanna fight, make the lift all night. Don't look real hard, I might steal your wife. Cobra Motor, man, you know I'm let a bang. See my name in lights, man, I'm gonna hang. Newspapers and I'm steady for them haters. Never trust them evil women, man, I'm gonna hate them. Day and night to get them bands, man. I've been that dude, man. Stay on that dude, man. Shot has been broke, still be that dude, man.
I'm that dude, I'm that man, dude, man, that man. Dude, man.
I'm that chick fire. Air it out radio.
Air it
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. Airitoutradio.net. Hey yo, grind hall radio. Throw another
banger on.
Grind hall radio. Little.
I ain't putting in on my homies. This on me. On me, if things ain't going right, that's on me. On me, when I put my word on it, that's on me. On me, that's on me, nobody else but me. On me, I ain't putting in on my homies, this on me. On me, if things ain't going right, that's on me. On me, when I put my word on it, that's on me. On me, that's on me, nobody else but me. On me,
I ain't putting in on my homies, that's some young shh. As I think about it now, that was some dumb shh. Those mistakes in the past, I done learned from them. Now I get it how I live, bossed up on them. Those hard times, cold nights, made me get my mind right. Made it through the struggle, locked up, almost lost my life. Mob through the streets, holy heat, pulling jack moves. Black man lost, running wild, out on the loose. I put that on me, I done been there and done that. OG face, check my resume, that's real rap. Last up a dime, breathe like GZ, trap or die. It must be still in me, cause now it's grind or die.
I ain't putting in on my homies, this on me. On me, if things ain't going right, that's on me. On me, when I put my word on it, that's on me. On me, that's on me, nobody else but me. On me, I ain't putting in on my homies, this on me. On me, if things ain't going right, that's on me. On me, when I put my word on it, that's on me. On me, that's on me, nobody else but me. On me.
Your word is everything, but don't put everything on
your
it.
Word.
Mean what you say, try your best to stand on it.
Dang.
Consequences for your actions, good or bad. You ain't popping if they ain't hating on you or they mad. I'm an OG, tell them please to give me room now.
Nah.
I'm certified and keeping logics up my sleeve now.
Nah.
Mafios tomorrow, be ready to say it all. They forgot about who I is, I'll be ready for them all. Hard time, 803, king of the MET. Stay out of SC where them hustlers and gangsters be. Where we get it out the mud, coming straight out the street. I ain't gonna put that on nobody, nobody but me.
I ain't putting it on my homies, this on me. On me, if things ain't going right, that's on me. On me, when I put my word on it, that's on me. On me, that's on me, nobody else but me. On me, I ain't putting it on my homies, this on me. On me, if things ain't going right, that's on me. On me, when I put my word on it, that's on me. On me, that's on me, nobody else but me. On me, I ain't putting in on my homies, this on me. On me, if things ain't going right, that's on me. On me, when I put my word on it, that's on me. On me, that's on me, nobody else but me. On me.
Little.
On me.
Y'all know I can
I can ride that whole back to back round that motherfucker. Go ahead, get it all that nigga. Hip hop, nigga. Trail shit. Room,
yeah.
All that shit.
Yeah. Room. Yeah.
All right, man. It's the Groundhog Radio Season 49 finale. Make sure you check out the official website. That's groundhogradio.com. Make sure you download the show on all podcast platforms. We air well, you know what I'm saying? Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and more. And as usual, you can take Groundhog Radio on the go with you by downloading us for absolutely free on iTunes. All right, T, there'll be a lot of goddamn content you got to say. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers need to tell nigga around this bitch. Can't read the teleprompter no more. You know I'm getting old and shit. But nevertheless, T, all bullshit aside, it is the Season 49 finale show. The final show of the season. I'm trying to find out where, I know, right? I should have had that ready. Trying to find out where sis at, you know what I'm saying? We also going to hold down your boy Razor. But the gang is here, goddamn it. Chief. If you see him, tell him to call in. Team. Yeah. I want to run down that playlist real quick. At the very top of the show, that was Glorilla and Made the Stallion with Wannabe. And in our original playlist, we started off with your boy Razor with Fuck It Up. Then we hit y'all with Cobra with That Dude, C.I., I'm trying to get his name right. And that final track that y'all heard, man, that was your boy Carter Mafioso, one of my favorite tracks, man. It gets
better.
Hey, thank you, bro. Man. So salute here, man. You know I'm going to run that bitch.
Yeah.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times around this motherfucker. But, team, I guess we're going to go ahead and jump into the topic for the night. You know what I'm saying? They've been talking about it all weekend. We started off our week with this, you know, the Chris Brown, the Quavo of it all, you know what I'm saying? And let me just tell you something now.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what's done got into these R&B niggas, but boy, they ain't playing no games around here, man. But I want to get y'all thoughts. I got both tracks. And I'm a Migos fan, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Quavo, but Chris Brown did that, you know what I'm saying? So basically, team, I want to know what y'all thought about the diss tracks, you know what I'm saying? Do y'all feel like, because I read this on social media too, they trying to put all this in our face to take focus off of this or that. Or do y'all just enjoy it as good old entertainment like me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm entertained with the popcorn. But, team, you know, the songs, they quick songs. So we're going to get into Chris Brown first. We're going to come back with Quavo's song. And then we're going to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep it locked to Groundhog Radio.
Hey.
All right, this is your boy Chris Brown with the Weakest Link. Y'all right here on Groundhog Radio. Here you go. In case you ain't heard it, goddamn, hide under the rock somewhere.
Let's go.
Go ahead, production.
Now we can settle this like you got some class, so we can get into some gangsta.
Hey, Chris. I don't want no issues, bro. I don't want no smoke. I don't want fights. I don't want to do nothing, bro.
Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants? Okay, let's get down to the facts. Pussy, I'm dripping red. Don't let this R&B shit fool you, niggas get ripped to shreds. Quavo talking like he a thug, nigga, you a bitch with dread. Can't wait to see the day that you back up all of that shit you said. What's all that ball shit you talking? You ain't no huncho, nigga. You the weakest link out of your clique, let's keep it a hundo, nigga. You fuck my ex-hoe, that's cool, I don't give no fuck, little nigga. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch, I'm up, little nigga. They say revenge is sweet. Now think about that shit, don't let that line go over your head. I might just sing about that shit. I had a feeling about that dick, there's something sweet about that shit. I got some tea about that bitch, but I ain't gon' speak about that shit. I ain't playing chess with a techer player. I'm a ticking bomb on a detonator. I shit on niggas, I'm a defecator. I put Amigo on a ventilator. Stop talking about beating girls. You was beating bitches on the elevator. We seen the taste, that's devastating. You doing bad. You a bitch in your music trash. Fashion week, they set me next to your lame ass. I was truly mad. All I kept thinking about was breaking your face, but I gave you a pass. You lucky I ain't wanna fuck the money up. Boy, I would've broke you in half. Quit trying to be tough, you ain't like that. Why you keep showing off? Quit talk about drugs, you the only pack that I've been smoking on. I just hit my plug, told them come back, I'ma need more than one. Your last album was a weed trade, just some bullshit that we roll up on. You know what's on, put you to bed. Night, night, that's to the fed.
Show me that I'm tender, bitch. Trying to prove what you done said. R.I.P. take off, he the only real one that got true respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished it was you instead.
Oh, shit.
You tripping, Chris, don't say that, don't lose your head.
Damn.
You done turned a big bad wolf on these fuck niggas, never knew revenge. This what happens when a fuck nigga push a real nigga out to the edge.
Yeah.
This what happens when a dumb nigga get fame and it get to his head. You gon' kiss this ring, nigga. Big fuck you from my middle finger. I tattoo my trigger finger. Bring real beat to your dinner table. My mental state ain't never stable. I know this shit gon' sting, nigga. I ran your ass through the ringer, nigga. You just got body by a singing, nigga.
Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants...
Yeah, you got body by singing, nigga. All right, okay. All right,
hey,
so that was Chris Brown part. Yeah, that, what y'all want to say in the comments here behind that? Should I go to the next song?
Go
to the next song.
Go ahead, run. Go ahead, run.
All right. Okay, we're going to run to the next. Okay, so that was Chris Brown. Now we about to go with Quavo. This is Quavo's track. And this is hoes and bitches. But look, I will say this. He called that man crackhead Michael Jackson. Now, that shit was funny. But all right, this Quavo with hoes and bitches. Ground Hard Radio, keep it locked.
Pussy nigga, pull up, crash out about your bae.
Where you pussy?
Little bitch, come dance battle with my Drake. You been fucked your bag up when you punch Re in the face. Tell my fashion week, you sparing who? Come punch me in my face. It ain't nothing but a fade. You know you lost the Frank. Niggas ran in your house, tied up your aunt cause you ain't pay. This bullet got your name. Don't ever bring up tape.
You know half of y'all niggas some hoes out here. I'm talking about like, these niggas bleed once a month type shit. Bitch. I call your hoe for pussy. I hit your hoe for pussy. I did the favor, come in to save you, but you gon' owe me pussy. I'm on the edge, don't push me. Your bro with the feds, your pussy. Come in to come in, ain't did no time. Can't fake it, we know that you pussy.
We know it.
Pussy.
You.
Pussy.
You.
Pussy.
You.
Pussy, nigga. Time after time, I pull up and wipe me a little baby nose.
Pussy, nigga.
Dropping the diamond pillow, talking to these bitches and hoes.
Pussy, nigga.
Good ain't gold.
Pussy, nigga.
You been exposed.
Lil' boy wanna die by some coochie. You still fucked up by Karuchi. You tried to beat up Tiana, but Usher wouldn't let you do it. The cocaine got him, your honor. Bipolar disorder, no wonder. You was the greatest, nigga, you fumbled. Going outside, I'm watching you crumble. Body got Quavo out here going back and forth with a singer that turned to a junkie. Now we got light skin versus brown skin. Nigga finna divide the country. Nigga, you ain't been in the trenches. We step in the yard, you know how that ended. Won't smoke with me. OHB mean fighting over hoes and bitches.
OHB.
Who gassed you up to put that out? Yeah, that was shitty, nigga. I can take a model bitch and make a sweetie, nigga.
Bitch.
Crackhead Michael Jackson, bitch, you better beat it, nigga. I'm still fucked up about takeoff. I want who did it, nigga.
Oh.
But that's some real street shit. Back to the industry.
For real.
Where your baby mamas at? No, they got plenty to.
Nigga, fuck that.
Pussy, every time you see me, keep that energy.
Keep that energy.
Can't believe I gotta beat you by some women, bitch.
I got your hoe for pussy. I hit your hoe for pussy. I did the favor, come in to save you, but you gon' owe me pussy. I'm on the edge, don't push me. Your bro with the feds, your pussy. Come in to come in, ain't did no time, can't fake it, we know that you pussy.
We know it.
Pussy,
you.
Pussy,
you.
Pussy,
you.
Pussy, nigga. Time after time, I pull up and wipe me a little baby nose.
Pussy, nigga.
Dropping the dime and pillow talking to these bitches and hoes.
Pussy, nigga.
Good ain't gold.
Pussy, nigga.
You been exposed.
Exposed.
Pussy.
Pussy.
All right, there it is, too.
Okay, all right, okay.
There it is.
Okay.
Now, he ate him up when he called him. He ate him up now when he called that nigga a crackhead Michael Jackson. Nigga, I'll holler. You know what I'm saying? But never to that team. We're going to go on order. We're going to go on order tonight, man. You know, I want to know your thoughts on both of the tracks. You know what I'm saying? We're going to start off with your boy, Carter Mafioso. It could be your thoughts on the track. If y'all think there's some shit for the take our minds off of other shit, if you think it's entertaining, I want to know it all. Carter Mafioso, it's on you.
All right. I'm going to just say I'm loving it. This is the season for the era for the, let's just say, battle rap. Because that's all dissing is battle rap. It's real hip-hop.
Right.
So I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kendrick Lamar for sparking it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out for J. Cole for responding, even though he apologized, he responded. Shout out to Drake, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rick Ross.
Rick Ross, shout out to Yeezy.
You know what I'm saying? Kanye West, he jumped in it, you know what I'm saying, and took his little shot. It's the battle rappers, Hitman Holler. He did Easy to Block Captain, and Easy to Block Captain did him back. And now Chris Brown and Takeoff. Quavo. So I just feel like this is, hey, and I also heard, did y'all hear Kevin Gates this Hurricane Chris? It's like, it's
no,
going.
No, I didn't hear that.
For what?
It's going.
I did hear that. I heard about the.
So it's like,
because
now
the
is the time.
Came back to saying something. But I ain't get it. I'm not going to lie to it, but I did see that.
Yeah, because, you know, them boys from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and, you know, they arguing about who got on first and who put who on, or you ain't put me on. So, yeah, it's the season for it. So I'm loving it because, like, just say, they might be taking our attention away from it, but I would say it's a marketing strategy that they using to either, let's just say, for the ones who know about hip-hop and the MCs who know what this is, it's entertaining, and we loving it. Now, the downside is that, okay, when the young guys that just coming in the game that really don't know about making diss songs and diss records, you know, they can make a diss record and it probably can start some violence. And, you know, somebody can take it the wrong way and be like, oh, you playing me. Oh, you gonna let that nigga talk about you? Which is, don't never be the artist's. It always be the artist's entourage. Man, you gonna let that nigga talk to you about that? Oh, wait till we see that nigga. Yeah. You know, we don't play like that. So it could be a downfall for people who don't really know about hip hop and don't know. It's a sport. Like we said before, rap is a sport. So for somebody like me, I'm loving it because Rick Ross and Drake was just together. You know what I'm saying? And it's showing y'all that, yo, this is just all entertainment. We got money. We got stuff we got to lose. We not beefing for real. It's all entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So I'm loving it.
Yeah.
First and foremost, because it's bringing hip-hop back to life. Because hip-hop, let's be honest, y'all, hip-hop was dead as hell lately. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad it sparked to that.
Yeah.
Right. And now, to Chris Brown and Quavo. Clearly, to me, Quavo got his ass whipped by an R&B singer.
He
murdered Quavo on that track. And I knew that because Quavo is, like, the Migos is from another generation where they really ain't about the lyrics. They from that era where it's all about what sounds good, because they ad-libs and, you know, they ain't really rappers like that, but they ad-libs really kind of make them pop like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and they beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I give the win to Chris Cross. I mean, I'm talking about Chris Cross. Chris Brown. but I give Quavo I salute him for responding, because I didn't think he was even going to respond. And 50 Cent said, all right, Quavo, you better respond. It's been a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? So I salute Quavo for responding, and he had to think of something. So I think he took the fact that Drake did another diss song with an AI voice with Pop and Snoop on it. He used Pop voice, and it was him rapping, but he turned his voice into Tupac and Snoop. You know what I'm saying? And did Kendrick Lamar on another song. You know what I'm saying? So I think that was Quavo's way of emulating what Drake did with Pop and Snoop, being that Pop is no longer here in the physical, so he got Takeoff. You know what I'm saying? So that was kind of dope. He had to think of something. But I think it would have been real dope if Offset would have got on it with them, as far as representing their family and their team. Even though Quavo and Offset don't rock with each other no more because Offset messed with Quavo girl, and you know they ain't really rocking with each other. But I felt that would have really made a bigger impact if Offset would have got on it like, oh, hold on now, you ain't finna diss my team. You know what I'm saying? That really, really made an impact. But Chris yeah. Brown up one. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
He killed them.
Definitely. Yeah.
Ma.
Hey, Carter, I'm going to go ahead and get mine out there because I want to add yours. I said that to myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, I fuck with Quavo, but I always said it got to be them as the Migos. And when I say that, that's Quavo, Offset, and Takeoff. You know, we know Takeoff is no longer with us. Or I need to be Quavo and Offset. They just don't work for me individually. You know what I'm saying? Never have. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's one thing I want to
yeah,
say.
I agree.
Number two. Mm-hmm. Quavo would have had him now because, again, now I'm still stuck on the crackhead Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Like, he would have had him, but I feel like because Prince is primarily known, like, nigga, you just got lit up by an R&B singer. And this nigga got on a whole blonde toupee. You understand what I'm saying? And he ate your ass. Like, it's no ifs. It's no ifs. It's no ifs about it. You know what I'm saying?
Looking like Prince, though.
Chris Brown, yeah, he murdered that. Not to be no fucking rapper.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that takes
yeah.
you motherfucking talent. You know what I'm saying? So you came out of bag on that. As far as the tracks, I gotta just say, Chris Brown got that. He up one, you know. So that's all I had to say. I know everybody else wants something to say, you know what I'm saying? But I wanted to throw my little two cents out there. We gonna keep this thing moving, man,
it.
And team. Yeah. We gonna throw it we're gonna switch it up a little bit and throw it to the Queen, the Georgia Peach here. What's your thoughts on the topic, Donald? Get a female perspective.
Oh man. I'm not going to lie. I always had the Cliff Notes version of before really listening to the song tonight. And in reference to it all, after hearing most of the words and the lyrics and whatnot, I was going to give it to Chris Brown regardless. Yeah, that was very funny when he had said something about the crackhead Michael Jackson. I did bust out laughing. I almost overdosed because I was like, dang.
That's some shit I say.
Honestly, to be honest with you, I never knew the real reason why they started beefing. That was the kicker for me. I was like, what color is talking
to you?
Like,
I'm gonna tell you why they beefing when I go up. I'm gonna tell you why they beefing, but I ain't gonna tell you now.
I never understood it because I always was like. What was the real reason for them two beefing with the two songs come out? Because it was kind of odd for them to come out with the beef songs after the Drake and everybody else beef. Everybody basically beefing with Drake because that's really what it is. But then the Chris Brown and Quavo, and Quavo took Takeoff and had Takeoff words or voice on there. That was really dope. But it was kind of like it was Takeoff's song if you actually think about it. Because who basically
right.
was rapping most of the whole song? I'm just going to keep 100. That's what also took away from it for Quavo. Because, yeah, and then Chris Brown did kind of do two wins. Because, honestly, he did come back on Instagram and said, take off again. And he was like, poo, that's some bullshit.
Yeah,
you know?
That nigga said
and
cool
then,
raps. That nigga had
and
me
then
rolling
he said,
last night. I said, the fuck?
He really did. And then he said, again, he said, Takeoff. So it was like, damn. Quavo just, I'm glad he responded. That's what it is. Like Carter said, he responded. That was a lot because it took Drake almost 2 years to respond to the people that they started with.
Yeah,
no doubt.
He had to get all his goals right together. At least Quavo was like, I'm finished myself.
They better come with some fire-ass shit. These niggas going at it, boy.
Yeah, I ain't never seen no R&B nigga snap right there. Wow.
I'm glad somebody going to explain to me why. Baby, I promise y'all was like, why is this man going so hard? I know he, because we all know he be on some, allegedly he be on film. And we understand that he does what he does and that would make him act erratic. But he really goes hard at Quavo. Like, I've never seen him go so hard at anybody else besides Quavo. And I was like, I know it ain't only because of what her name. I really hope it ain't only because of what's her
Sweetie.
Name. And I ain't talking about Sweetie either. I'm not talking about Sweetie.
Oh,
okay. But, go ahead.
I no doubt. It's all good. Appreciate that, kid. That's love. All right. Yeah. We're going to go ahead and keep it moving on down the line, man. I'm enjoying this, and please take your time, you know, because we've missing a couple of segments tonight, so it's all good. But we're going to keep this thing moving, and we're going to throw it to dope-ass music. Broski, I want to know your thoughts on the topic tonight.
First of all, Drake is the only light-skinned nigga I'm not rocking with in any of the battles. I just want y'all to know. The only light-skinned nigga I'm
okay.
not rocking with.
Okay.
I understand that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. now the craziest thing is the Chris Brown and Quavo beef is actually over females, which is so stupid. No, I'm not saying it's stupid. But to air y'all selves out like and y'all grown ass.
But
dope,
I think that is stupid if you think about it. My bad. Go ahead though.
But okay, so here's the thing. I don't want to say that it's stupid over a female because maybe they had deep feelings for these people. Okay. But to air it out for the whole world, like that's not G. That's not pimping. Like, you know what I mean? So, I already knew Chris Brown was going to eat his ass up because Chris Brown been rapping since Hear Me Now. Right, so
now see, I don't gonna ask somebody because I mean, I don't, I ain't really, you know, aside from when he first came out, I don't really listen to Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying? So I couldn't tell you what the fuck he's saying, but I know he ate that nigga up. But go ahead, dope. I won't hear what that is, but I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck the nigga said.
You know, and Chris Brown then said these hoes ain't loyal.
He definitely did.
Chris Brown
he
said these hoes ain't loyal. He said it. But the most disrespectful was, first of all, we know Saweetie, she's for the streets. So
damn,
everybody was smashing her, so it don't even matter. Right? She was trying to get
she's
a record
so fine,
deal. And all the niggas she smacked, and all the niggas, she still didn't sell no records, though. As fine as she was.
Well, that's how she kept moving forward. You got to realize, she did kept moving forward gracefully for her song not to really pop like that.
Yeah, ain't nobody really, because she really did. I mean, when she was at USC, she was cool, but she was a novelty. She was like, she was organic. Now, that's the thing we like, whatever. So cool. But that's pretty much what I'm saying is, I'm Team Kendrick. Fuck Drake, Quavo.
We know that, though. We know that,
Quavo,
though.
I don't know what Quavo was doing with that one. Quavo, stick to hooks. I don't know, stick to hooks. Sing. I don't know, bro. Don't rap no more, bro. Don't rap no
more. Oh, wow. Well, technically, when you think about it, he did technically kind of stick the hook because Takeoff technically sung the rest of the song. Think about it.
No, I don't see that. I can't see that. They both got they distinct flowing styles. You know what I'm saying? Like he knew he couldn't rap like Takeoff the diss Chris Brown back. He knew that. You know what I'm saying?
We all knew he is the weakest link, and that's the thing that stings the most because out of the Migos, we all know. The nigga was the weakest one. He needed features to get any of his songs.
I think he was supposed to be just the writer. I think he supposed to just been the writer, but everybody else supposed to been like the rapper and stuff like that. That's what everybody always used to say.
He's the Carrie Hilton.
Like,
he's the Carrie Hilton of the group. He was the Carrie Hilton of the
group. God
damn.
What about working with me? It'd be urgently.
The only reason
I guess
why she
I
had
rap
got
that
knocked
shit.
Down is because of Beyonce's beehive. Don't do her.
Don't do it, dope. don't do it.
Quavo ain't even Michelle. Who's the other chick that nobody remembers? It's Beyonce, Michelle. Who's the third one? That's Quavo.
Oh, you mean the fourth one? The two fourth ones that no longer in the group. That's what you were talking about. Not Latoya, but Latavia. There you go. Latavia Robinson.
All I know is Michelle and Beyonce that was in Destiny's Child. I don't know that anybody else.
Oh, you don't know Kelly Rowland?
Damn.
Oh, wait, my bad.
Oh, wow.
My bad.
You don't remember the original members, though? God damn.
Kisses Down Low, and then Kelly went bye-bye. I don't know. My bad. All right, but back to you, Jay. I'm done.
All right. Yeah, you better play it up. You better run that whole bike.
Don't move it, man.
But, hey, we appreciate what you were saying, though, man. We're going to keep this thing moving in the meantime, meantime, and we're going to throw it to your boy, Cobra Immortal, C.I. What's your thoughts on the topic?
I'm a little confused, really, because for one, that it's like you have one cat that is like paints his fingernails. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't take that very seriously. It's like, then you want to be like a macho man and diss somebody. But a man that curls his hair up and with the fingernail pain, like,
hey,
I can't
that what
take
I said. That nigga had a swoop to the side.
Where
that nigga get that wig at? That nigga had the swoop on the side.
I can't take that.
But they want to call me sister
that.
When I dye my hair. Go ahead,
Chris.
Oh,
but he's a singing person.
I feel like as far as like the songs go, okay, when I listen to Chris Brown songs, as far as like, you know, he basically just freestyled it. But I mean, his bars was way more effective than Quavo's was. As far as like Quavo's response, I mean, he made it into like a more of a song form because it did have a hook in it. Chris Brown's didn't have a hook.
Yes,
it was just it was strictly just going in on him. You know what I'm saying? But I would have to say I would give the victory to Chris Brown in that regard. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like I said, I'm kind of still confused because it's like, I agree with what Dope Ass Music said. It's like, these cats are beefing over women. Okay, to me, it's like, you're beefing over women that doesn't belong to you. They hoes. But then I see you painting your fingernails. I see you fixing your head. It's like the whole industry, bro, it's a distraction as well from when they about to push the button. They get ready to push the button, bro, on a lot of stuff that's getting ready to happen in the United States. So while we're focusing on Chris Brown and Quavo, Chris Brown won the beat. He won that battle. But there's a deeper agenda that's behind it. It's like what Pimp C said. That's why they killed Pimp C. Hey, man, go ahead and come on out the closet. You know what I'm saying? That's why they killed Pimp C, because the industry is starting to be like it's too weird. And it's like, but when Pac and Biggie was beefing, now that was real. People died over that. That's like a Blood and a Crip shooting somebody. I killed him because of a Chris Brown song. Or I shot this dude because of Quavo. Like, niggas is gonna be looking at niggas like, that's not honorable. You know what I'm saying? It's like, why would you wanna kill and destroy your brother over something that is like, that has nothing to do with you? It has nothing to do with none of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Are y'all familiar with old boy? He's down in y'all's neck of the woods, Black Larry King, Nino Brown.
Yeah.
Yes,
yep.
I definitely heard
that name. Okay.
Yep.
Nino Brown. Nino Brown keeps it real. He keeps it real. Like out of all the podcasters that's out there, you know, like the whether it's like your Charleston Whites or whoever.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like he keeps it real, but I would have to say Chris Brown won the battle because the track was hot. You know what I'm saying? Like if you go at your opponent. You got to come
on
bang it.
So he just went straight at him, like you said.
I respect
the
person like that, as opposed to a person like Drake. That if I was to take Chris Brown right now, prior to that Quavo diss, and then I listen to Drake, I feel like Chris Brown's is more like authentic. It's like.
Yeah,
I mean, because I don't even know a lot of the niggas had
ghostwriters. I told you Drake had ghostwriters. He had to get the legal ghostwriters together for him because it took him a few days. Everybody else was funny like this. Even Rick Ross, them all came at him before he even responded. That's what's so crazy about
Rick,
the whole situation.
Drake ain't gonna get nobody from Lil Wayne to write for him.
I'll be right. You definitely right. I give you.
I respect cats that can come like that, like that can respond like that instantly. That lets me know that you're a true artist, not somebody that it took them days or you had to get ghostwriters or a lot of niggas used to team up with other niggas to diss one nigga. The one nigga that was dissing them by himself. The other nigga had to go get somebody else
Facts.
To ride with him.
Facts.
Right.
And what Quavo did.
Chris Brown. Unfortunately,
he kind of posthumously done it. You know what I'm saying? Because Takeoff ain't here. You know what I'm saying? So he just went and dug up something that fit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
When I called him, he would have been off calling off.
Just put it on the track. Yeah, he just put it on the track.
So I would have to say, overall, I would have to say, I mean, as far as like the diss tracks of the, I mean, like I said, we talked about this before on our show, maybe a week or a couple of weeks ago, you know, the greatest diss tracks of all time, like Ether and when LL came at Cannabis, Can I Bust, like, you know, like those were heavy hitters. You know what I'm saying? Like when you engage in battle rap, you got to know what you're doing. You got to outsmart your opponent. And I felt like I agree with everybody on here. Chris Brown is one up. So I'd have to say Chris Brown won the battle.
All right. What's up?
Yeah.
All right. I just want to know how I didn't know niggas can rap with a blonde wig on. I said, what that nigga?
That's not the first time Chris Brown did something like that.
Yeah, him and Odell go to the same hairdresser.
Like, that's not the first time Chris Brown did something like that.
I seen that to the side. I said, that nigga done. And then done ate your ass up.
Boy.
All right, but we're going to keep this thing moving, man. Because y'all know I got to be trying to throw some jokes in here and there. We may call him last around here. But I can guarantee you, I can motherfucking guarantee he ain't never leaves. DJ Sergeant Rock, Big Broski, what's your thoughts on the topic? Because I know you got an opinion about this one.
Oh, man. Check this shit out.
And you started
here,
it really last week, Rock. You the one started the whole... I went into the Drake and the Rick Ross and all of it. Go ahead, Big Broski.
I still think Rick Ross is up one. So Drake better hire some hellified ass ghostwriters, and he better come with a different type of a beat, because you can't win a war of words with dance music. You know what I'm saying? So we'll just keep it at that. If you want to go real underground hip hop with this shit, you know what I'm saying? I've never heard a nigga battle another nigga on a weak ass beat and expect to win. You know what I'm saying? Yo beat got to be dead on it. And I'm going to tell you this. Now, I might be the only person on this panel tonight to give it to Quavo. And I'm going to tell you why. Number one, nobody is taking this battle seriously like Corbin Immortal said, nobody is taking this shit seriously because both of these niggas, Kia, is beefing about hoes. They beefing about hoes. They rapping about them. So they still tend to dick. You know what I'm saying? About these hoes. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing is, Chris Brown, I'm going to go at you, and I'm going to talk about how bad Quavo did some weedy, and then Quavo's response was, well, I'm going to talk about how bad you did Riri. You know what I'm saying? Because it Chris Brown did fuck up a major bag. Fucking with Riri, he fucked up a major motherfucking bag. So I'm just gonna say Quavo gets it for the broke Michael Jackson comment, and Jit, you are absolutely right. This nigga painting his nails, and he's got blonde ass hair. So you know he done been into them goddamn rooms. Quit fucking with me, man. You know what I'm saying? He probably has been bitched over by D and some more shit. You know what
that
I'm saying?
That was already on here. I don't know what that is.
Okay. Hey, man, look, all these dookie buddies is finna be exposed in 2024. All these dookie buddies, you know what I'm saying? They finna be exposed in 2024. So y'all might as well just get ready for it, because it's really finna be some more shit after this. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Cat Williams told y'all that.
Now, what I find unnecessary is I find Kanye West jumping in it very unnecessary. He should have sat his whole ass down. He should have sat his whole ass down. You had a whole year to go at Drake when y'all were feuding and shit, and you ain't say shit. So don't try to play like you get, the Avengers and they all grouping up together to take down one nigga. Nah, Drake, sit your old ugly ass down. Sit down. Please sit down. You know what I'm saying? Please sit down. Because ain't nobody said your name and ain't nobody called you to the bullshit. You see what I'm saying? So Kanye can just shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? For real. But I got to get this round to Quavo, man. Because I'm telling you, man, jokes mean everything in the world of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And Chris was being just too serious about the hoes. He was just being too serious about these bitches. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Quavo got a little comedy in there. He called him. he called him a broke down Michael Jackson or some shit.
Crackhead Michael Jackson.
A crackhead Michael Jackson. Right. So Quavo really got in a good laugh. You know what I'm saying, with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's all about. It's all about getting off a good laugh. Now, I do agree, Quavo's track was kind of, you know, it was kind of, you know, but it still worked for what he did to it. You know what I'm saying? Chris Brown trying to rap all hardcore and shit, like he just been hardcore and shit. And that nigga ain't been hardcore. That nigga been singing all his goddamn life. Chris Brown, stick to singing. Nobody wants to hear you rap about these hoes. It's over with for you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just stick to singing. Stick to R&B, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Quit trying to be a R&B nigga trying to rap. You know what I'm saying? Because we seen them type. You know what I'm saying? And them type, they ain't right. You know what I'm saying? Because when they feel like they seeing career ain't doing it for them, then they want to switch over to rapping and shit. And I'm sorry, Breezy. You lost this one.
All right, but before, I wanted to ask two quick questions. I want to know, Rock, you don't think this the one time the R&B nigga rapped about these bitches and hoes that we
actually might want to hear. Like, oh, we ain't need it, but we damn sure wanted to hear it when it was heard.
No, we didn't want to hear about all this. Like Dope said, all they doing is airing out their dirty laundry on wax, and it's making two grown-ass men look like some children.
Nobody wanted to hear all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of how they feel about it.
Okay, so I just
wanted to hear. My second question was, it was something you were saying to Kia in the beginning of the show of how the whole beef started. You was going to give us a rundown on that.
I told you. It started by these hoes.
I thought he was going to do Montel Williams with it. Okay, my bad. It's these hoes. I got it. Case in point.
Both of them niggas is woman beaters. And when you throw out a whole bunch of dirty laundry and air out a whole bunch of shit on wax that you never really intended to tell the public anyway, but now you telling the public and shit, and then both of y'all niggas is known as woman beaters or woman abusers, you know what I'm saying? But you making it bad for your own damn ass, man. Nobody's taking, I hope nobody's taking this battle serious, because they just beefing about some pussy, man. They beefing by some hoes. That's it. They ain't beefing by no rhyme. They ain't beefing by no song. They ain't beefing by no track that they supposed to be together. They ain't beefing by no situation that occurred. You know what I'm saying? Because the only person that Chris Brown ran up on was Frank Ocean, and he found out Frank Ocean got them hands. Frank Ocean is gay, but hey, you can't fight with these motherfucking gay motherfuckers, man. They'll beat your motherfucking ass, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not elated. This shit is not taking my mind off of shit. The real battle is when Kendrick come back in the game. And if Drake come back at Rick Ross with some heavy shit to say, because now Quiet is kept, Metro Boomin, and Future, they said they got a whole 2 albums worth of material about Drake. 2 albums now. These niggas done sat up in the studio and wasted 2 albums worth of material to talk about one nigga, man. But, you know... I can't wait to see it. You know what I'm saying?
Dope, sound like you wanted to say something there. I also wanted to throw the call to. Go ahead, Dope.
Yeah, to help you out. So, Chris Brown had Carucci. Carucci left Chris Brown for Quavo. So Weedy was with Quavo, Chris Brown smashed her. That's all this is about.
Okay. All right. You know how I feel. Y'all niggas should have did that when Mona Scott asked you to do Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, nigga. You should have told the story then. See, I ain't know all that. So you should have did it then, motherfucker. But go ahead. Look at me trying to produce. Call me, though. I'll produce y'all shit. I'll produce the fuck out this shit. Here, call somebody. Sweetie, call me, baby.
Chris Brown beat the fuck out of RiRi.
Yeah, sure
okay.
Did.
It's that Love and Hip Hop shit.
Shit real.
Quavo beat the hell out of Sweetie.
He really beat the hell out of her because Chris Brown did RiRi kind of dirty, bro.
Oh yeah,
did her dirty.
Quavo in the elevator beating Sweetie.
Like Chris Brown must fight like a goddamn woman, cause he fucked RiRi face up, black eyes and all. Sweetie ain't have no black eyes.
If she did, she got fucked up too. You better go back and look at that shit. He got fucked up too.
Carter, I was about to ask.
Oh yeah. I had some commentary too, though. I'm just waiting.
Yeah, yeah. I was about to say if anybody had any last minute commentary, you definitely get it out there right now, team. Trust me, we got time. I want to shout out my boy E Dizzle. You know what I'm saying? Representing that 228. He out there on the line. You know, he out there working. He does.
Hey.
You want to hit us up, man? You already know. Press that one. That's how we know the queue you in, man. But he definitely out there supporting
you.
So salute the bro. Before we take the phone lines, Carter, go ahead and get your commentary out there real quick. You got it.
Okay. Yeah. All I was going to add on to what Rock was saying and say that Chris Brown did say in his diss song that you get embodied by a singer. He never tried to say he was a rapper. He said, this bad, you get embodied by a singer, nigga.
By a singer, nigga.
He told him he was a singer. Yeah. Yeah, and another thing, Sergeant Rock and Cobra, they Biggie and Tupac was fighting over a girl too, because they was fighting over Faith, Biggie wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it was the same shit. So don't say it's corny to fight over girls, because that's what Biggie and Pop was fighting over.
They were fighting over that nigga getting set up. He said that nigga set him up at the studio when he got
he
shot.
Puffy set him up in the studio. Biggie and Pop took Biggie under his wing. That's why Pop had Puffy. Pop thought Puffy set him up in New York at the studio. He thought Puffy did, because they were still tight after that. But then Pop started messing with Faith first behind Biggie back. Then Biggie found out he was fucking with Faith. Remember, I fucked your wife when Pop said that shit? Yeah, that's what the beat was. You know, and that too. I'm just saying that was part of it too. The female. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, all the other stuff was too.
I'm not gonna lie, I did hear that closer to Biggie Bell, he really didn't fuck with P. Diddy like that.
Yeah, think about it. Now it's gonna come out that P. Diddy had something to do with both of them. Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know he had insurance on Biggie?
I believe you, because somebody had told me. I had read up on something. I forgot what rabbit hole I went down. But they were talking about in reference to before Biggie had passed, like, he really wasn't fucking with Diddy like that. Even though he was a part of his label, he really wasn't really fucking with him no more. He just couldn't figure out how to get out of it right then and there. He was trying to figure out how to get out.
All these niggas wound up wanting to leave their record labels. Pac wanted to leave Death Row. That's why Suge Knight gave him Death Row East. And Biggie wanted to leave Bad Boy. And he couldn't leave Bad Boy. He died on Bad Boy.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you know what? I was going to say something else, but you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and stick a fork in it. I ain't even gonna touch it with a 9-foot pole. We're gonna just go ahead and keep this thing moving. I feel like we had a happy medium right now, because I was gonna pose another question, but we're gonna keep this thing moving, man. It's time to take it to the motherfucking phone lines real quick, and we don't need to even call out the name or the number, just as long as you know it's the 228, man. We got your boy E-Dub. E Dizzle in the motherfucking building. What it do?
Dizzle in this fizzle for shizzle, my nizzle.
What's happening?
What's going on?
Hey, you see ain't nothing changed around them motherfuckers. They going at it. They taking a break. They taking a little smoke break. That's all it is.
Man, look, I done left early, man. I had to go to school today. So I got out work early. So, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, salute.
I done made the day, man. So I'm like, man, let me tap in with Ground Hard Radio. You see me?
Hey, we in here,
salute,
bro.
You know it's all love. You know it's all love. What's up?
Hey, it's love,
man.
I've been tuned in for about 10 minutes now. I've just been listening to y'all talk about everything, you know, and all that.
Who you got?
Yeah,
chime in, bro. Yeah, chime in.
Who you got?
What you got?
Wave on, Chris. Who you got? We ain't heard the diss song from neither one. So Chris Brown and Quavo, only thing I heard was like Rock said, you getting bodied by a singer nigga. That's like the only line. I ain't listening to now one of them diss records. You know what I'm saying?
See? I love the difference of opinion. I love it. Some of them ain't even heard it.
They ain't
even
here.
One of them, for real.
That ain't no serious beat. That ain't no, you know.
See?
That ain't it. None of it serious beat. It's all hip hop.
It's just entertainment, little sparring, little friendly.
Yeah, ain't nobody ever said it was no serious
friendly competition. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
we
don't say
friendly, we just
don't
say competition.
Well, yeah, you're right about that. But we use that.
I'm predicting this Chris Brown and Quavo shit going to turn into some real-life drama. Watch what I tell you, because Chris Brown, he just doesn't seem to know how to stay out of trouble. So they going to get into it if they see each other. I guarantee you. Watch.
Quavo ain't did shit. Quavo better find out who did something to take off. Quavo ain't going to do shit.
That man
ain't going to do shit. You see?
A hit dog going to holler, bro. All right. Keep playing.
Man, that man ain't did shit.
He ain't going to do nothing.
What's going to happen to your nephew? You ain't leaving till somebody goddamn drunk.
It's been a minute since I've been on this bitch, man.
I know you see it, bro. I don't know what the fuck this is. Whether to go to commercial break, play a damn commercial. I don't know what the fuck to do back there. Pop off shit.
I been in with the gang, though, man. I'm in grind mode right now, man. They got my ass on this night shift, man.
Hey, I salute it, bro. You got to get it. You got to get it how you live it, baby. Yeah, man. Hey, we know that, broski. So we salute you.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, hey, you already know what's going on. Grind it down, baby. Hey, shout out to everybody that tapped in too, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to call in and tap in with the team, bro. Man,
appreciate
still going
that
strong.
Shit.
Still doing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, big up to the
we
whole
family for life around this motherfucker. Yeah,
no doubt.
She's a 49 for that.
Now that's true.
All right, so. Yeah, definitely. So we gonna. Because clearly, team, we gotta kind of switch it up a little bit. We missing a couple of members tonight. You know what I'm saying? At some point in the show, I gotta throw a track in from your boy E Dub. You know what I'm saying? He graced us with his presence tonight. I'm gonna switch it up. We still got the R&B spotlight. Yeah, team, we still got some more commentary to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Because there's another question that I was wanted to pose. But I'm going to take a quick break before we come back and answer that question. So I guess I'm going to throw it to your boy Dope-Ass Music, Team No Filter. You up just a little early tonight, though. We had to set up, but goddamn it, talk to your cast members. Call somebody. Call them. Where they at?
Hey, man.
I know you know where everybody at. Shit, what the fuck going on? Hey, but go ahead, though.
Yeah, look.
Sipping on the crown.
I'm perfectly okay with that. Hey, look.
Yeah.
So. I wanted to make it a point this particular season to come through with a world premiere. I try to at least every show. I appreciate everybody, you know, all the cast members coming up with their world premieres. It made this season so much better when we all coming with new music, showcasing our talents, and everybody cheering each other on. Seeing how we've grown or how we became better over the span and how we are who we are.
So I want to salute everybody. So my last final track that I'm going to...
And Dope, you said this was your favorite season too, man. So I got to salute you. You said this was one of your favorite seasons. One of mine too.
One of mine. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, this season was lit, bro. It's been lit.
It was. It really has been.
So my last world premiere until my album drops in September. Actually watching this particular movie, and so I decided to make a song by the same title. And it's called Major Pain by Dope Ass.
And it's live on the season 49 finale. Make sure you keep it locked. Yeah, turn that shit up. Trill.
What's good? This the one and only Bull City Maniac, your homie from the 919, Just KP. And I'm live right here on Grind Hard Radio, the number one reality radio and all across the land. Man, if you with us, 323-693-3043.
Hey, hold on. What was that?
One more time. 323-693-3043. Press 1, talk to the host. Right now, let's get into more of this dope music only on Grind Hard Radio. Take off.
Yeah, 50 Cal, dope ass music. Hey, my nigga Question said, I need to try to, you know, write something without all the killing and gang banging and dope dealing, you know, something positive, something about myself, self-reflective, you know how that shit is, whatever. I'm not the same as these niggas, how I'm starting off. I'm taking L's, hit a few dubs, I never lost. I'm steady stacking, going broke, what the fuck is that? Money on my mind, perfect fit, like my Raiders cap. My father's a hustle with that said, yeah, I follow suit. Niggas off the rack, I'm custom like a Taylor suit. On G, daddy could've bought me a G-Wagon. Bought the SRT, yeah, niggas still bragging. I make it look easy on mamas, but it really wasn't. 2020 had me born from my little cousin. Growing up, sus, couldn't tell who really loved me. Had me dodging mirrors, everybody said I'm ugly. Going broke for this whole love means cashing out. Money. Bitch, I'm up, now I only do joint accounts. Major pain for my losses, only count as lessons. Waking up once again, counting all my blessings. Yeah. What they talking about is all of me, that's everything. Chose wrong, my bad, destined haters off. Go get it, gotta get the dude that makes the cheddar. I'm him, big E, capital letters. What they talking about is all of me, that's everything. Chose wrong, my bad, destined haters off. Go get it, gotta get the dude that makes the cheddar. I'm him, big P, capital letters. We not the same, my nigga, better knock it off. Allergic to these losers, sue the bitch, shake it off. Love is for suckers, I'm a Libra, so what is that? Stay in her mind, perfect fit, like my Raiders cap. Your father was a bitch, now you follow suit. Oh, you got money, use a bitch in a business suit. Her mama's good, no mama, life hits differently. I'm pushing my kids, wanting better than me. It isn't easy how you living, nothing good is. I stand on business where I'm from, that's town biz. Growing up, still growing up, I'm a trauma unit. Keep a 45, pray that I never use it. Credit up, interest down today, was a good day. I skipped in my iced tea, sipping on the balcony. Major pain from my losses, only count as lessons. Woke up once again, got me counting all my blessings. From what they talking about, it's all of me, that's everything. Chose wrong, my bad, destined haters off. Go get it, gotta get the dude to make the cheddar. I'm him, big P, capital letters. What they talking about, it's all of me, that's everything. Chose wrong, my bad, destined haters off. Go get it, gotta get the dude to make the cheddar. I'm him, big P, capital letters.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And that was tight.
Yeah, definitely.
I said that.
Dope. Salute. Hey. You know if I just turned it up.
I was going to sing on the hook. because everybody's been singing all this season, but I said, nah, I can't do it.
I can't do it.
You ain't gonna do it.
I ain't gonna do it.
All right.
Man, that was horrible. Oh.
Yeah, that was, man. Salute. Salute, man. This is Ground Hard Radio, the season 4-9 finale. Make sure y'all hit us up, 323-693-3043. Make sure you press 1 if you want to go live. We in on Ground Hard Radio chat rooms. Make sure you check out the official website. That's groundhardradio.com. So, team, check this out. I want to get into some more hits, some more topics. You know, we got the R&B spotlight, but I just want to represent real quick, man, for the hey, boy, E-Dub, he in the building, man. So, slow it down a little bit, man. This Black Lives Matter with Razor and E-Dub. Ground Hard Radio.
Hey.
Yeah. I see death around the corner, revolution cross the street. Martin Luther King dreams, ain't no peace unless you sleep. Yeah, when God don't answer your prayers, who you call, who new change will be ignited by a mere cell phone.
Straight up,
we screaming Black Lives Matter while they whisper, no they don't. Can't breathe, officer, I wanna live. We screaming Black Lives Matter while they whisper, no they don't. What makes my life less important than his?
400 years to this day, we've been oppressed so many ways. We continue to suffer, so let us pray. While our voices ain't being heard, buildings get blazed. Why y'all destroy your own seed is crazy. It's not like we owning it anyway. Mass incarceration, no reparations. Jim Crow segregation, he denied education. When I say Black Lives Matter, oh, now I'm being raised. I'm tired of injustice, we ran out of faith. We deserve more than 40 acres for the wrong being done. I'm tired of seeing my people die while being unarmed. Then the root gets apprehended, how many guns? After he took 9 lives, what's really going on? Lives are deceived. True cuts like a razor, breaking news with Shaw Bruce killed, running with a taste of telling race.
I see death around the corner, revolution cross the street. Martin Luther King dreams, ain't no peace unless you sleep. Yeah, when God don't answer your prayers, who you call, who new change will be ignited by a mere cell phone.
Straight up,
we screaming Black Lives Matter while they whisper, no they don't. Can't breathe, officer, I wanna live. We screaming Black Lives Matter while they whisper, no they don't. What makes my life less important than his?
Black people pandemic, systemic. Black in America, guilty, proven innocent. Still no justice, the leader my Smith. All the evidence they had in the autopsy pit, how nothing came of it. Can't forget what they did to Emmett Till. And they mad cause Kaepernick took a knee on the field. They won't let me in the house, I go hard in the field. Like Billy Joel Johnson messed up how they did the kid. Crazy how karma came back the way it did. Somebody wake me up, it's like I'm in a bad dream. Everything ain't what it seemed, remember Rodney King. Alton Sterling, George Floyd, I said I can't breathe. Mama please, I'd rather die on my feet, deliver my knees. Won't let me be, I'm running free to my arboree. Remember Trayvon Martin, remember Breonna Taylor. Black Lives Matter, go ahead, tell them race.
I see death around the corner, revolution cross the street. Martin Luther King dreams, ain't no peace unless you sleep. Yeah, when God don't answer your prayers, who you call, who new change will be ignited by a mere cell phone.
Straight up,
we screaming Black Lives Matter while they whisper, no they don't. Can't breathe, officer, I wanna live. We screaming Black Lives Matter while they whisper, but no, they don't. What makes my life less important than his?
This is Sam B. Mixing Recordings, located in Columbia, SC. The vibe is high, the environment is welcoming, creativity flows freely, and most importantly, the work gets done. Allow me to bring your vision to life. Book your next session at sambemixing.com. Or you can reach me at 678-368-5278.
Sandy Nixon.
All right, got that. Sound be mixed around this motherfucker's Ground Hard Radio.
Yeah,
here's 323-693-3043. Make sure you press 1. Get it on Ground Hard Radio chat rules, man. We lit the night team. Before we get into some more music, all right, got that. Somebody got that. Who done ordered off of Amazon, nigga? I heard it. Right,
who the hell is? Yo, I heard that shit too. I heard the dope brand and everything.
Shaquille fights up with that Amazon. She done ordered something off of Amazon. I know you, girl. All right, so team, check this out. Before we get into some old music and before we get into the R&B spotlights for the night, team, I wanted to ask this. This is the question that I wanted to pose because, you know, I know we passionate people around here at Ground Hard Radio. So
with all that's going on in the music, and I want to reference what Carter said. He said, you know, hip-hop is kind of dead. I mean, I know for me, I agree. I said it's definitely dead-ish. You understand what I'm saying? So for me, this is a little entertaining. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting up there. I'm in my 40s. You know, it ain't too much that impressed me, man. But I got to say, like, that shit made me put my laptop down and like, what the fuck going on? You know what I'm saying? But in an entertaining way. So, and not if we all don't feel like this, but what do y'all think hip-hop needs right now? Do we need this? Do we need a beef where we know it might not go too far? Or, you know, sometimes, like we said, man, you know, we talking about men and women. Shit get emotional. You know, people passionate about other people. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what does the culture need right now? Do we need motherfuckers, you know, entertaining us? Like, I mean, do we go back to the basics? So that's the question that I wanted to pose to y'all.
I mean, we need more positive influence in the music. You know what I'm saying? The market is too goddamn saturated with all this gang shit and all this violence and all this bullshit. You know what I'm saying? The market is saturated with that. You know what I'm saying? And the reason these record companies went down is because sooner or later they was going to go down. You know what I'm saying? When they pulled the plug on the positive music, the Queen Latifahs, the Jungle Brothers, the Stetsasonics, you know, people of a positive influence, you know what I'm saying? King Son and Poor Righteous Teachers, KRS-One and all that. When they pulled the plug on promoting positive music, there went the gangster shit. Well, obviously, right, this shit has gotten too far. It's gotten too far, and it's became too much at a short rate of time. It's became too much. You know what I'm saying? It's almost as if record companies or labels are not going to sign you unless you are a gangster rapper, because that makes money. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to find the best gangster rapper for this time period, and then they're going to, you know, promote their ass off. You know what I'm saying? But when they pull the plug on the positive rap, there comes gangster rap, and I'm not disrespecting gangster rap by saying that. You know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of niggas, oh, gangster rap ain't dead. These niggas just scared. You right. Gangster rap ain't dead. These niggas is really scared of y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we know motherfuckers that just rap. You know what I'm saying? But they in the gangster-ass hood, so they got to rap all gangster for their homeboys. You see what I'm saying? That's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? But hey, more power to you, you know what I'm saying? But we need more of a positive influence on the music, man. You know what I'm saying? Because if all I got to look forward to for the next 5 or 6 years is some goddamn music that they promoting where they killing each other, then shit, music as a whole is going to die. And that's trill.
Real rap bit, bro. That's why I posed the question. EW was saying something about you.
Man, I was just going to say, man, we just need more power. You know, we got the culture, bro. The culture is like, you know, what people look to, what entertain people, the trees and all that shit, but we need more power. I feel like the reason why that shit be happening is because we allow record labels to control us. We let them control our narrative. We let them control the artists with money. You know what I'm saying? That, I guess that boils down to morals and values and shit and principles, but still, you know what I'm saying? We give too much power away, you know what I'm saying? And that's why it's in the state it's in right now, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you got people who are not really being artists but are rapping for checks and shit, and it's like your boss giving you the content. Like, you reading a damn teleprompter. They telling you to go say certain shit, and you just say whatever they tell you to say, or you don't go outside of that, or you don't have no versatility, right, or you can speak on positive shit because it's all about sales versus, you know, artistry and, you know, content and shit like that. So I just feel like, right, man, we need more power, or, you know, get more ownership and shit like that, you know, whether that be independent way or independent labels, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Just
more power, man. Stop giving up all our power to people who ain't even in the culture. There's too many culture vultures out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got you, bro.
Now that's true.
See you on that. All right. Dope, Cobra, Carter, Kia, anybody y'all want to chime in? If not, that's cool, too.
Yeah. I'll say that I love the state that it's in now because the artists actually have to take time and make a song. You know what I'm saying? Like, the creativity part of, I'm speaking for me, from my era of hip-hop. Mm-hmm. You had to be creative. Mm-hmm. You had to express yourself, and your words had a message behind it. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of raps that's coming out now is like punching and punching out rap. It ain't got no message. It doesn't have a storyline from start, middle, and finish. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's just rapping about anything and everything. So I see that coming back. You know what I'm saying? Right now, it's a female agenda pushing. You know what I'm saying? They're pushing the female agenda, and they having a lot of females out right now, and a lot of males is triggering to the females. You know what I'm saying? And it's like a feminist movement moved by masculine principles. You know what I'm saying? So, because we know that hip hop is a male dominated sport, but now it's like, okay, we got a Lil Uzi Vert. You know, they pushing the demonic, you know what I'm saying? They pushing the demonic rituals and
You preaching.
they still want people to sell their soul for it too. So they got agendas they gotta push too. But that's just like being black, being the black person. No matter how much you try to be like a black person, you'll never be able to be the real carbon copy. You know what I'm saying? Because we are authentic. So regardless of anything with this music, they're going to need us because we creative. So as long as creativity has something to do with this music business, it's always going to be popping. So now it's like, okay, you got people that want to listen to you now. So I just feel like that mixtape era is coming back because you got a lot of people. DaBaby just killed on the radio show, just killed a freestyle, you know what I'm saying, over Sexy Red and somebody else beat. You know what I'm saying? So bars is back. I would say that, and people writing. So I just think it's a good time right now that people tired of just paying for anything, downloading anything. Nah, I'm going to download some real music. What is he saying? So I think that message music is coming back. It might not be positive, but it's more, you know, they taking time out to write now. You know what I'm saying? Because let's be honest, that put together, punch in, out music don't have long retention. It's like 2 minutes a song, and it don't stay a hit for about a month. After a month, you don't forgot about that song. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So.
Right.
So I think that it's making people with, you know, right in the hip hop, the element. I think that's coming back. You know what I'm saying? And it's fun. It's
real
probably
shit.
Be fun.
Real shit.
Along with them pushing their agenda. But that's just how I feel, though. You know.
Yeah. Well said, brother.
Oh, true.
Anybody else want to throw anything out there before we keep it moving?
Yeah, man. I'll chime in on that. Like I said, I agree with everything that y'all saying as far as, you know, when the whole topic was about, you know, Quavo and Chris Brown. You can't tell me that they did not go through the doors of the Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much all of them did. And in fact, every year, black music makes over $18 billion a year as one of the biggest American exports around the world, you know.
Yep.
And I was on a podcast show not that long ago, and they lean more towards neo-Nazi white supremacists,
So they asked me to be on this show. So I went on this show and I told them how I felt about them as a collective, you know, and then they asked about the music. And I said, the music industry is like, we're just killing each other. You know, we're beefing over drugs. We're beefing over women. You know what I'm saying? The music companies, I know in the state of Missouri during the pandemic, the people who own the private prisons here in Missouri wanted to sue the state and federal government because they did not have enough inmates in their prisons. So there's a couple companies called the Vanguard Group, as well as I'm trying to think of the other name, but it's like these companies that own all these tabloid companies like the National Enquirer, The Sun, People Magazine, Entertainment Tonight, and they're all tied up with the Sinclair Group, which is affiliates of Standard Oil, Amoco, British Petroleum. So the record companies are tied in with all of the natural resource companies, and I'll hit on what DJ Face Mob, a.k.a. Carter Mafioso, said as far as promoting a certain agenda where the music industry is becoming too zesty, too feminine. Niggas is painting their nails because it's kind of right. Like, you know, I never knew anything about the Illuminati, but I remember I did a show in Wichita, Kansas, and we were on our way to L.A. to do our next show. And then I'm sitting in this hookah lounge and this guy comes up and he was like asking about the brotherhood, like the Freemasonry and all of that stuff. And I basically told him, you know, it's all about, you know, the satanic rituals, all of those fraternities, you know, and stuff like that. And we're the fact that we create the music, we're not the, we don't control it. We don't own anything. You know, it's like we already subbed out all of our work to these other companies instead of, you know, being more independent. Like my dude said, being independent is power, you know, and I like the fact of being able to produce a song, write a song how I want to do it, and put it out the way that I want to do it. If you were under these labels, you wouldn't be able to put out the music that you want to put out. So I feel like who's going to take this beef very serious? I don't know. I mean, there might be some people out there, but I feel like that our industry is still kind of in peril because there's really no, like, legends, really, that's really keeping it alive.
Real talk. You said some real shit,
though.
Now, that I'm gonna give you, you said some real shit. Rick, just that was real shit. I appreciate that.
Right on.
That's 100.
The legends, the legends still around, but nobody fought with them, though. KRS-One still around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mafia, so just real motherfuckers in hip hop, but they don't get gravitated to because that's not the trend right now. It's not cool to be intelligent and have knowledge itself. It's cool to pick up.
Yeah.
You preach it, Doug.
You saying something?
You preach it.
Now you saying something, Doug? For real.
You gotta make that shit cool again, man.
That's right. That's right.
Real.
Look at the bone.
All right. Goddamn, man. Okay, check this out. So, team, this is the season finale of Ground Hard Radio. He had to exit a little bit early. We ain't got our queens tonight, you know what I'm saying? So, because it was an R&B track, but it's too many niggas on the line. Ain't nothing but all niggas. So, we not playing that tonight. We'll come back with the next season. But we ain't doing that.
We ain't going to push the agenda.
Yeah, we ain't going to push the agenda around this motherfucker. Yeah, guys, I don't even feel right. So, look.
Damn.
So I'm so high strong on this beef shit, because what I wanted to add in real quick was that if shit gonna be dead and ain't shit going on, if we can keep it on wax, I don't mind a little bit of entertainment. You know what I'm saying? You know, if right. we can bring the real back, we're going to bring this back. You know what I'm saying? Whenever we get to that point. But give us something for the in-between. You know, give a motherfucker something to talk
right.
about. Because I don't even know the songs that Chris Brown sang, y'all. I don't even listen to the man like
that. Shit.
But I can honestly say that
they better might get
yeah.
Hey, brother,
it shot me for a nigga that's known for singing can rap and really do some damage. That's just me, just on the outside looking in as a consumer. Cobra, what you was about to say, bro?
Hey, brother, Jit, have y'all heard that Cat Williams versus Ludacris?
No, I haven't. Is
it old?
See,
what do you mean when you say that, though?
I thought that Cat was supposed to release a diss track about Ludacris because he played it for Suge Knight. And I heard it, but I don't think he ever released it, did he?
Nah, he didn't release it.
Is this old?
He played it on Clubhouse TV with Wack 100.
Kata had a good idea. He was talking about this and people not wanting to work together and shit.
Because I'm like, if we can focus on unity and get these club promoters and DJs to stop letting the artists who they pay to come to their city, let they artists open up for them and let the people who's in
right.
their city open up for the artists like it used to be, you know, it could be better. Because we got to start looking for, you know, like at least rep the people where you at. Who you know it's hard for them to get heard and get a look. If somebody come to town, you know, or your city, let them get some love.
These motherfuckers trying to make us pay to play. You know what I'm saying?
They trying to charge a motherfucker to
open up and shit. What part of the game is that? You find the hottest motherfucker in the city and you put them on stage. You know what I'm saying? That shit's still going on to this day, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real, for real.
Yeah,
motherfuckers do be paying, but at the end of the day, you get no results because you still just an opening act. You ain't being breaked down by the main act or before the main act comes out. Nobody's going to see you because people are still coming in and they, you know, trying to get their seats and all that old bullshit. And they ain't even really studying shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The DJ making more noise than them. Shit.
Right.
Preach, bro.
Yeah.
Preach.
Yeah, we need to.
That shit makes no sense. It makes no sense, bro, to charge an artist from your city and you know he good and you know he hot and you know he got some good stage presence and all that shit. You ain't supposed to be charging shit. You know what I'm saying? For the limo
ride
or none of that shit. You ain't supposed to be charging the motherfucker from your town nothing. That's crazy.
Right.
That's why the few little shit that we done had down here in Mississippi, it don't never go right.
Yeah. And these clubs down here now, they don't even have dance floors no more. These motherfuckers just got chairs and tables.
Hold on, I've been advocating for shit for years, broski.
They got wide open space. They just got a wide open space. Ain't no dance, bro. Standing room only.
Girls, they don't dance.
Have y'all ever been to a club where the only seating that they got in that bitch is in the VIP booth?
Again, money.
Oh, man.
Money. Money.
Hey, Carlo, elevation in the ball. Got him down here. We got him down here.
Read the reviews.
We got him down here, boy.
Damn.
We do, too. We do, too, Rock. Read the reviews. Duval County, elevation. Don't ask me to go. And I don't go on Norwood Avenue, no. So, but don't ask me to ride right around there. Go with your damn self.
The brother Jim. Right. The brother Jim.
Man, shit.
Brother Jim, what be popping
what
down
good?
In Miami, bro?
No, I was saying in Duval, we got a club just what Rock described. And, you know, you can't have no VIP seat and motherfuckers paid $300, $400 and everybody's still waiting outside the door before this 2 hours, 3 hours. Shit don't work like that down here.
Well, I know that.
Yeah,
that's
so Cobra, whenever you come down here, just don't ask me to go to Elevation, but you can go read the reviews, though. Go to Google, Club Elevation in Duval. It ain't that new by 3 months. ain't even been here 3 months with that bullshit. Don't ask me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, Jesus.
Hey, see, when I tell y'all I've been advocating for years, like he just said, somebody just said, don't even got a dance floor. That's why I said, well, where the fuck the dance floor at, nigga? Like, how the niggas going? But it's a money game,
like,
y'all. They gonna pay that cheap-ass rent because the landlord ain't going to be fucking with you when your bathrooms go out. They ain't coming to fix that shit, nigga, and you don't give no fuck either. You going to charge us for that.
Shit.
Yeah.
The VIP booths down here range from $700 to $5,000. And it ain't shit but a couch, and they might have a table in that bitch.
Damn.
Stop the fucker.
Damn. Hey, it's so fucked up down here. Everybody be on the damn floor. Ain't no stage. You can't even see the damn artist goddamn rapping. Everybody on the damn same floor.
You ain't got
you can't
no
even
stage
see the damn rap. They ain't got no stages or nothing down this motherfucker. You can't even see the damn rap.
But why y'all think, and I feel like it's a surge in this too, why y'all see a lot of more, which I can appreciate because that's how we used to do back in the day, but why you think you see more house parties? Let's keep it real. Airbnb party. Nigga hosting the whole party in the Airbnb. Some niggas like to disguise and shit in the mansion. You know, you got to run around and some shit, man. And team, I've been doing my stuff.
Hey, man, you can't have no more house parties because niggas going to fuck it up every time with all that goddamn shooting and shit. Or it might turn into a P. Diddy situation where a motherfucker get drugged and fucked to death. And you know what I'm saying? So that's the reason why you don't have this shit no more. You know what I'm saying?
How
far is back in the day?
Carter, I said that mansion party, I said, nigga, they ain't gonna be doing nothing in that bitch but fucking. Did I say that? See, like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave it all alone. I'm gonna leave it alone.
I'm gonna leave it alone. But
don't,
until
don't listen
the gangster
to Jit Chronicles, just go, nigga. Don't even listen to me no more. Just go.
Hey, look, everything was cool.
I know who the
everything
fuck ain't
was
going.
Cool till the gangster element came in. Everything was cool till the gangster element came to town. That fucked everything up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what? Ain't even called no house party no more, but nigga. It's the R&B, it's the Airbnb parties and the motherfucking mansion parties.
That's all you see now. People having parties.
Yeah. Wake up and get drunk. Don't call Cody in the morning. Don't call me in the morning, nigga.
You gotta watch them Airbnbs, my nigga, because they didn't had a special on TV about them Airbnbs, how they secretly got cameras everywhere in them bitches. So you gotta be careful on them Airbnbs, bro.
And when you take the money out there, don't come call the Dakota in the morning. Don't call me in the morning because, nigga, I got to go to work. I don't know what went down, nigga. Don't call me about it.
All
right, see.
But a lot of them be invites only, too. What you're saying,
of course. No, I don't have a problem with you not. Yeah, invite only, of course.
They going to tear it up. They're going to treat it right. You got nice shit, nice floor, nice furniture, man. They coming there drinking,
smoking, not respecting the rules,
tearing, and your ass, red invite only, they got drugs in that bitch before they can get that Airbnb too, so whoever is, I don't give a fuck if they spill some beer in that bitch, you gonna be responsible for the cleanup, Jack.
I guarantee somebody's name, they make you sign a piece of paper before they even get you the Airbnb. This finale's so lit, we got to get the fuck up out of here, god damn it, you know what I'm saying, it's real lit tonight. Anybody say they last minute shout outs, man, hit us up 323-693-3043. This has been another season of Ground Hard Radio, season 49, man. Y'all already know we about to turn the big 50. So with that being said, season 50 of Ground Hard Radio.
Running 13 years strong,
man. Ground Hard Radio returns with an all new season. Tuesday night, June 25th. And that date won't be changed. Tuesday,
That's my born date, too.
Oh, that's we about to turn all the way up. Yeah, that's the date, man. June 25th, Ground Hard Radio. In the meantime, in between time, man, make sure you get to groundhardradio.com, man. Shout out to everybody that's listening online, on the phone lines, and in on chat rooms. So, team, final track of the night. Trying to keep it fair, you know what I'm saying? We got the fellas in the building tonight, man. Final track of the night goes to, can I get a drum roll, please?
Can we get a drum roll, please, in this bitch? Or something? You know what I'm saying? Can we get some drum?
Hey.
I'm scrambling right now.
Got them real quick. Shout out to my sis, Miss Chief. You know what I'm saying? Salute. She had a fucking world premiere tonight. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but we'll get to that next season. You know what I'm saying? We love you, Queen. We already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? So, Raze.
Chief. Salute, Raze.
TP, goddammit. Salute to your boy, Razor. Salute to your boy E Dub for coming through this season. You know what I'm saying, man. We salute you. You know you family around here. I think we had JR Stunner pop up on us. You know what I'm saying. So that be the crazy shit with Ground Hard Radio. It be the shit that it ain't playing. You know, I ain't the mastermind of all this shit. It take a couple of motherfucker, man. So groundhardradio.com. But team, I'm doing all this talking. Final track of the night goes to, and you already know, man. It's only like right. Our resident DJ, DJ Sergeant Rock, and find a track, baby. We come back, do these shout outs, and we roll the hell on up out of here. Salute.
Salute, Ground Hard Radio, season 49.
Yeah, man. Good season, too.
Okay, Jay.
Hey, Rock, just give me a minute to scroll, bro.
No problem. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Hey, man. Album coming soon. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. DJ Sergeant Rock. You know what I'm talking about? It's on the way, dope. While you giving out all these world goddamn premieres and shit, it's on the way, dope. All right. We gonna go with since we talking about my album, let me give you a track off the album. Let's go with The Underground, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All
right, that's how we're doing it. We doing it like that, bro.
That's how we doing it. Yeah, we doing it like that on the grand finale. GHR is the shit. You know what I'm saying? For real.
GHR.
No doubt.
Go ahead and introduce that, bro. I got you. And y'all keep it locked to GHR. All right,
man. Look here, man. This is coming off the album to be announced, DJ Sergeant Rock, you know what I'm saying? Produced by my big homie, Iceberg Supreme, on the track, you know what I'm saying? And of course, I had to throw a little Pimp C up in the, you know what I'm saying? Let y'all know how real it is. So this is The Underground, bitch, right here, live. on Ride Hard Radio. DJ Jit, please spin that shit. Trill.
The season finale.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's your girl, Miss Teeth, and you're now listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that knob all the way up. Let's get lit.
Hey, yo, what's the deal, man? What's the good neighbor, Peter Lady Boss? You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that shit up.
Well, nigga, guess what? Newsflash, bitch. Know what I'm talking about? Country rap tunes, nigga. Get your tampon on, bitch. Know what I'm talking about? Stop acting like a bitch. Know what I'm saying? These niggas typing in, talking about, nigga, hip-hop ain't dead. We still painting on the train. Bitch-ass nigga, we was the reason why you was able to sell them records in the 80s and the reason why the shit was able to get where it's at. Nigga, it's more south, Midwest and West Coast than it'll ever be anything else, nigga.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? DJ Sergeant Rock, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And broadcasting live via satellite 7,000 feet from up under the ground.
You under the head.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
We gonna do a little something like this. You know what I'm saying? For real. Rest in peace, D-Mass. I'm a dinosaur relic. Iceberg Supreme, 7,000 feet, funkadelic. From the darkness, the speaker chamber upper. Dropping these megahertz tweeters, ticking like a motherfucker. Smoking fiber optics through the wild. My internet connects will set computers on fire. Oof, I ain't boring you hoes, cause I'm scoring you hoes. Y'all just some amateur flicks, and I'm starring with pros. And Spike Lee's directing, and I'm the lead role. I'm on some spiritual shit, so I don't need hoes. I got soul, it's genetic from the cold. My roots is by Augusta from the bottom of the hole. I'm cross the damn bitch, save you up in this bitch. And the West End Black Mafia clique, it's second war shit. It's go hard shit to make an ugly bitch hate and make a dime. Hip hop on some hard dick. You never knew till your head saw a dick. Now you can't start shit by saw a dick. Nah, bitch, tell them sucker MCs to waste cash on you. I'm in the VIP, I ain't got my ass on.
I done break the crowd, now with my beard, rip my ball. Hit the pile, y'all niggas know that I don't fuck with y'all.
They better get a grip and get off the bullshit before you get stomped down by the underground, bitch.
Y'all niggas better wreck hold it. You ain't got a knife, but you gon' respect me, hold
it. It's gon' die, it's gon' die, it gets gon' down by the underground, bitch.
Purple drink in my styrofoam, purple smoke in my swishes. Purple candy under seven coats, wet down on these niggas. I've been doing this for years, musically inclined. Having visions of the creator giving me mine. You see, I never been addicted to the life of crime, but I had it hard, had to sleep out in the cold sometimes. And that's the truth, my nigga. Some people can't handle the truth, my nigga. Cause I've been going hard since a youth, my nigga. DJ Sergeant Rock in the booth, my nigga. I salute my niggas, making boss moves. Like my nigga Jid, blowing smoke like Mick Chief. Half-core Kings and my brother King Ski, Razor, E-Dub. Carter going hard, young Nah on the board, bitch. So ill-afflicted, ignorant, and retarded. So funkified, you swear to God, we farted. And this ain't no rehearsal. Your ass ain't on fire, your ass is out the circle. I done break the crowd, now with my beard, with my ball. Hit the pile, y'all niggas know that I don't fuck with y'all.
They better get a grip and get off the bullshit before you get stomped down by the underground, bitch.
Y'all niggas better rep hold it. You ain't got a knife, but you gon' respect me, hold it.
Look, I am the focus that your mind is keyed on. I'm skeeting on you bitches while y'all hoes get peed on. Y'all niggas focus while y'all look all hard, staring hard like some motherfucking Bushard guards. DJ Sergeant Rock, man, you know what I'm saying? Workshop in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Iceberg,
Yeah. Iceberg Supreme, man, you a motherfucking fool for this, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we doing a little something like this, you know what I'm saying? DJ Sergeant Rock.
Yeah.
The album, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Hey, baby. Don't holler back. Rest your motherfucking back. Bitch. Yeah. Hey, Jack. Hey, oh, shit. Hey, man. I'm out this rag last bitch, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Trill.
Yo, what's good? It's Chris, hey. A.K. Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio. So get your ass off that couch.
Rock, that's how you doing them.
Yeah, that's man. That's how I'm doing them, man. I'm not playing with these niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm representing for the whole team. You know what I'm saying? Grind the dot for life. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, like I said before, man, more shit on the way, album coming soon, man, you know what I'm saying? And I'm really excited about it, and I just hope everybody like it. If you don't like it, fuck it. Don't listen to it, you know what I'm saying? But I guarantee you it's going to be some shit on that motherfucker that you're going to dig, you know what I'm saying? For real, you know what I mean? So, hey, I love everybody. I'm so happy about it, you know what I'm saying? I can't be enough about it, you know what I'm saying? I can't even talk about it enough. So we going to get this shit on, you know what I'm saying? And dope-ass music, you know what I'm saying? Salute, you know what I'm saying? You coming out, all them goddamn world premieres and shit. So, you know what I'm saying? My album coming. Trill.
Let's go.
Mom.
It is. Another good season. Another epic season of Ground Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? But you already know how we do, man. Anybody want to throw anything out there? Now the time to do it. And I'm going to throw it to my big bro, Carter Mafioso. Turn up for a motherfucking check. Love you, bro.
Yeah.
Trill.
Love you too, bro. This your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob 803, better known as the God, Divine Universal. Yo, thank y'all for a whole nother season. Season 49 was number
epic
one. We did it again. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the callers, all the listeners, everybody who called in. Shout out to all the guests we had. For the interviews this season. Shout out to everybody that was online, that was tapping in the chat rooms. Shout out to everybody who shared our flyers, who shared our posts, who, you know, the support we get for this whole season. Shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Salute to the Queen, Miss Chief. You know what I mean? Beat Shop Representative 619.
Yeah.
To my sister, you know what I'm saying? You know, we holding it down for you. You know, shout out to Razor, the R&B ambassador. Shout out to
Razor, man.
Whole 305. Make sure y'all go check him out and his music. Shout out to Dope Ass Music, my mom, brother, keeping it gangster, you know what I'm saying? From Cali to Carolina and from Cali to Texas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Keeping that fire, the good music, you know what I'm saying? Keep bringing the heat. I'm still with you. I got world premieres that I ain't even ran this season, so don't think I'm gonna let you down with that heat. You know what I'm saying? I'm always gonna make music. You know what I'm saying? I'm always gonna make music. You know what I'm saying? I just want to transcend on the media side now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm still with you. I ain't leaving
you
hanging, bro. Just keep bringing that heat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to
right.
Cobra Immortal. Yeah. Don't come for my title. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cobra Immortal. You know what I mean?
Hey,
so, see what quote, you know what I'm saying? My great brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving your energy. I'm glad you're holding it down with us. I'm glad, you know, this is a second season. You know what I'm saying? You're a good addition to the show. Keep it up, brother. Keep it up, brother. And don't get discouraged or don't, you know, well, you're doing good. You know what I'm saying? You done got all the lashing and all the, you know, you in. You know what I'm saying? You in the game. You know what I mean?
So you
one of us. Nah. You know what I'm saying? He got all the lashing and all everything. You know what I'm saying? So salute you, brother. You know, if you need me, you got my number. Keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DJ Sergeant Rock. Up on your bleed out, workshop, you know what I'm saying? I seen you doing your thing with Young Bleed, you know what I mean? Festival this weekend. Salute to you, and major shout out to you for always in the mix. You know, one thing I can say about you is you always in the mix, keeping this hip-hop shit going. Whether you're DJing, whether you goddamn making an appearance, and you always supporting somebody else besides yourself. So if nobody ain't tell you, I'ma tell you, man. You one of a kind, man, and we need more brothers like you. You know what I'm saying? I love you. Keep goddamn doing your thing, and I can't wait. You know what I'm saying? For you to just, you know, just keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Salute to you, DJ Sonny Rock. And most of all, shout out to my motherfucking brother, Jit Chronicles, the Reaper, the Mayor, and the Black Larry King, Jit Chronicles. I love you, brother. Thank you for everything. Everything you done for me, all the love you shown for me. This 10 years, you know, this season made 10 years. You know, we rocking together and we doing this this brother shit and this, making this shit happen. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thankful for you and all that you do.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep doing your thing. Season 50 on the way, 13 years, and I'm going to be right here with you all the way. So salute you, my brother, Jit Chronicles. Love always. Shout out to Charles Billinger, the EP, Big Cuz, you know what I'm saying? I see you in the background. Yeah. Salute, brother, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all catch me and follow me on YouTube. Don't Bite Your Tongue, Mafioso _ 803. You know what I'm saying? Y'all follow me with the good content, you know what I'm saying? Peace to the gods, earth, and seas. Salute and love to my granddaughter, you know what I'm saying? And I'm out.
Ma.
Trill. 100.
Shout out to the kids too. My bad.
And shout out to the queens. Hey, y'all already know, shout man. Look, real quick, boy. I'm a Black Larry King, y'all motherfucking ass. I ain't Chris Brown, and I'm damn sure I ain't Quavo, niggas. So like, y'all think rapping on these tracks? Okay, all right. Keep it up. But we're going to go ahead and throw it to your boy. I just wanted to put that out there, though. I'm not those niggas.
I'm still here.
I'm kind of
jealous. Kind of a grandfather. I'm just trying to get one of these niggas out the house.
I know.
That's a damn shame.
Beautiful thing.
I'm jealous.
I'm officially old, y'all.
I'm trying to get this little one, like, get your ass out of high school. Get out of high school.
You gotta hear the conversation. Rewind.
All right, well, hey, so, of course, you know, 50 Cal, season 50, man, it's about to be lit.
Yeah, right? Man.
So, shout out to Miss Kia. Shout out to Miss Kia, man. She over there thirst trapping me.
keep it moving, that nigga.
That's a damn shame.
See how y'all do at the very end. Y'all know y'all make sure that bitch gonna connect next season.
Dope, you gotta stop that shit.
That's a damn shame.
Stop. All right, I'm done, y'all. I had a couple of drinks. Go ahead, Dope.
Shout out to my Christmas tea. Shout out to E-Dub, man. You know E-Dub been working hard because I ain't seen that one
crazy
shirtless picture in my story or on my timeline. So, man, shout out to E-Dub, man. He's been working hard.
All right, well, David.
I was just thinking, man. And I was like, man, put a shirt on, man. Shout out to E-Dub, man.
That nigga
shout
skating.
Out to my man, Rod.
He's yeah, skating man, around that on y'all ass, nigga. I'm a fall. Go ahead,
nigga,
dude.
Start to rock,
I'm
baby.
Keeping it.
Start
I'm
rock.
Keeping it going for the finale. Shit.
Yeah.
Go
I'm
ahead,
just,
shit.
Start to rock, man. Start to rock.
Trill.
Shout out to
the nigga was on skate.
He almost had me singing. I was about to be like, "Zoo." I couldn't do it. I was like, nah,
that's gonna be day season. That's gonna be day season, nigga. But shit, I was rap shit. Chris Brown can rap in the blonde 2K, nigga. I can rap too, shit. Go ahead.
All right, come on with it.
I can
man,
rap too,
man,
shit.
Of course. I mean, look. Shout out to man, you just threw me up shit. Shout out to Kata Mafioso, man. My brother, man. It's
my familiar, bro. Hey,
we,
nope.
Coast, we coast to coast like butter and toast, man. Shout out to that, man. And then finally, the crown royal sipping, eyebrow having, getting to work late because he's the boss, Dick Chronicles.
Yeah.
Shout out to my man.
Hey, I appreciate it, dude. I wish you was got there to get your manager around. Them motherfuckers going to be late tomorrow, too. But, yeah, man. Salute, dude.
Man, I'm out, man.
Salute, dude. Shout out to E-Dub,
hey.
Too. I forgot E-Dub. Salute to E-Dub.
Salute. They said they ain't gonna get jit no more lines for the rest of this episode, goddammit, but hey, man, take it to the street. Cold free water. I'm drinking this shit straight.
Oh,
see y'all, know yourself
shit.
Out there, bro.
Yo, God, Papa G. It's your boy Cobra Immortal. Yay.
Froom.
Yo,
Woo,
first and foremost,
bitch.
Salute to everybody, my team, my squad, Grind Hard Radio. Family, Black mm-hmm. Larry King, a.k.a. Jit Chronicles, the mayor of Duval County, counted up for a motherfucking check. You heard me? Like, shout out to you, my brother.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You're killing the intros this year, this season. I love it. I love how you put the show together. You know what I'm saying? I know you work hard, brother. And, I just want to say thank you very much for allowing C.I. to be a part of the Grind Hard Radio family, the journey
family,
and the movement. You know what I'm saying? No doubt. Because salute to my boy, Mob, DJ Face Mob, a.k.a. Kata Mafioso. Time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Salute to you, my brother. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Thank you, man, for, you know what I'm saying, being my brother. You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying?
You know,
I'm inspired by you as an artist, you know, as well as the other cast members on here, man. And keep doing your thing, brother. We see you.
You too,
you know
brother.
What I'm saying?
Salute.
Shout out to my boy. Yeah. We run the Matrix around this raggedy ass bitch.
True.
You know what I'm
old
saying?
DJ. That's
Rock.
My DJ.
True.
I see you, big right. Dog. Much love and respect to you, my brother. You
yes,
know what
sir.
I'm saying? I salute you on your music. I look forward to seeing more from you, man, hearing from you, man, and keep doing your thing, big dog, for real.
For sure.
Most
shout out to Razor, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dope Ass
salute,
Music,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Chief, Miss Chief 61 Nina, you know, Georgia Pete, Kia. I'm inspired by each and every one of y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm out jugging or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I've even made my own playlist of Grindhard Radio music, like the all the cast members on there, you know what I'm saying? So I'll go around and I'll listen to it in my car or if I'm at the store working, I'll go around like singing people's everybody's songs, whether it's you know what I'm saying, Cata Mafioso, DJ Sergeant Rock. Like I listen to all of our songs, and
I still
I just
do it
hum
to this
them
day.
In my head. You know what I'm saying? So I'm inspired by each and every one of y'all, man, and I'm proud of y'all. I see what y'all got going on as far as your TVs, the magazine companies, like what my homie, shout out to my homie K Rose. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm inspired by the guests that we've had on here, the callers that we had on here, and I look forward to season 50. You know, and then in the meantime, man, I know y'all gonna be busy doing y'all's thing, you know, because we'll come back in the summer, you know. So I'll also be releasing a new project right around the time that Grindhard Radio comes back from break. It'll be my my album, critically acclaimed. So make sure y'all stay on the lookout for that bad boy.
Salute.
Hey, Grindhard, baby,
boom.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's get it.
All right, man. Real quick, this your boy Jit Chronicles, aka the Black Lair King, man. Just make sure y'all know this summer we heating up these YouTube streets. Black Lair King TV coming soon, man. I want to say salute to the cast of Grindhard Radio, my brother Cata Mafioso, DJ Sergeant Rock, Razor, Miss Chief, Dope Ass Music, Cobra, and our newest cast over here, you know what I'm saying? Salute. Grindhard Radio, we back Tuesday night, June 25th. And right now, I'm going to throw it to DJ Sergeant Rock. Shout out to EP Charles Bellinger. DJ Sergeant Rock, get your plugs out the punches and take us out. Bob.
Hey, man, you already know how we do it, man. Hey, man, look, this is the perfect end to a perfect season. You know what I'm saying? Season 49 is over with. It's all about season 50 when we come back with a motherfucking bang. You know what I'm saying? For real. And we want everybody out there to get ready for season 50 because we got more surprises. We got more hot topics. We got more discussions. We got more let's talk. You know what I'm saying? We got more shits and giggles. You know what I'm saying? We got more R&B spotlight. You know what I'm saying? To come. So keep in tune to Grindhard Radio. Keep your radio locked and dialed right here. Don't you miss it. Season 50 on the way. You know what I'm saying?
Grindhard Radio.
We can't have a season 50 without giving props. You know what I'm saying? Without sending major shots out. You know what I'm saying? To the EP, Charles Billinger, because he keep the lights on in this raglass bitch. Yeah! You know what I'm saying? Much love, Charles. We appreciate you here at Grindhard Radio, man. For real, for real. And I gotta say, send my love out to the greatest boss on the history of bossism, you know what I'm saying? He is Jit Motherfucking Chronicles, aka the motherfucking
that,
Black Larry King, and this bitch, you know
shit.
What I'm saying? Hey man, keeping this shit going long and strong. 13 years, 13
should
moments,
never get you niggas
ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna never stop. You heard me? Much love to the Queen, Miss Chief. You know what I'm saying? She couldn't be here tonight. You know what I'm saying? But we gonna represent for. We gonna hold her down. The Beat Shop Queen and Queen of GHR, Miss Chief. You know what I'm saying? One time for my motherfucking brother. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
In hip hop. You know what I'm saying? My motherfucking brother. I'm talking about the king of the 803. You know what I'm saying? King
He's
of the
man.
You know what I'm talking about? For real. Don't play no games. Because he is not going to play with you. You know what I'm saying? He is the one, the only, Cata Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face. Mob, a.k.a. Divine Universal, because he always comes with the mathematics for your motherfucking ass. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I love you, bro. I'm proud of you.
Love you too,
you
bro.
Know what I'm saying? Hey, we the OGs of this shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's up to us to
That's
keep this
right.
shit
Straight
going,
up.
You know what I'm saying? So since we gonna keep it going, I know you coming with more hot fire next season. I already know it. I ain't even worried about you, Connor, you know what I'm saying? Because you the shit,
no
Ryan, this rag-ass bitch, you know what I'm saying? One time for dope-ass music, and he always stay bay fresh than a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, salute to you, dope, you know what I'm saying? Coming with all the world premieres, a motherfucker to you, you know what I'm saying? It's different shit every time, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
You getting used to the hitting people with different angles from different angles, you know what I'm saying? And that shows versatility in your hip-hopness, you know what I'm saying? In your production, you know
right.
what I'm saying? So salute to you, dope,
right.
you know what I'm saying? Because you keeping this shit hot, you know what I'm saying? And salute to No Filter Radio, you know what I'm saying? Hey, No Filter Radio, you already know how they get down, you know what I'm saying?
GrindHardRadio.com.
And the rest of the crew, you know what I'm saying? That is a Grind Hard Radio production, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, salute to y'all, man. Hey, salute to Kenya, Georgia Peach, you know what I'm saying? She had to duck off early, you know what I'm saying, in this thing, because she's a real busy woman. She's doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? I just checked the stories. She got more shit coming up. This girl is constantly busy in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? So we salute you, queen, you know what I'm saying? The Georgia Peach, Kia. One time for Raze the Assassin, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
I was kind of hot at Razor, you know what I'm saying? Because I couldn't get my shits and giggles off tonight, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't get off my watching some fucking beat, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't get that shit off tonight. But nonetheless, 305 Disgusting will be back for season 50. Because you already know. He gonna come with some goddamn shit, man. 305 Razor the Assassin, the R&B gangster of Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? Much love. And much love to my boy. Moving his raggedy-ass bitch, you know what I'm saying? My boy, Cobra Immortal in this motherfucker. Hey, man, look, keep doing your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? You starting to turn up a little bit. I like that.
Yo,
you know what I'm saying?
Keep that energy going.
Keep that energy going, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you are in perfect condition to Grind Hard Radio. You know what I'm saying? And we glad to have you. You know what I'm talking about?
Thank you.
Keep that
energy
flowing. You know what I'm talking about? Vroom in this bitch.
Vroom.
You know what I'm saying?
Ma.
It's your... Oh, shouts out to E-Dub, man. We know you working hard, man. We know you
Salute.
Working hard, man. You know what I'm saying? I know the night shift is some stupid where you at. You know what I'm saying?
Salute.
But you got to do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? And we looking to hear more from you. You know what I'm saying? Coming soon. All right, man. DJ Sergeant Rock. I'm out this rag-ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? Hey, 420 Fest was awesome. We had Young Bleeding that bitch. You know what I'm saying? We kicked it like major players. It was smokers all over the building. It was members all over the place. You know what I'm saying? The car show was ridiculous. And, you know what I'm saying? It's going down. You know what I'm saying? DJ Sergeant Rock, man. Hey, album coming soon. And my birthday coming soon. Details. To hit Facebook and Instagram real, real soon. You know what I'm saying? I'm throwing another party for my birthday down the street at the Lodge. And it's going to be stupid this year. So, hey, the birthday boy, it's Taurus season, baby. I'm getting up, you know what I'm saying? Because the whole month of May is mine, you know what I'm talking about? Trills.
Trills.
And see y'all next season. Everybody be safe. We love y'all, you know what I'm saying? Try not to get into nothing, you know what I'm saying? No violence or no killing or none of that. You know what I'm saying? Positive vibrations,
yeah.
Not the negative vibration. We want the positive vibrations. You know what I'm saying?
Real nigga shit.
And we love y'all,
right,
man. And I'm out this regular ass bitch. You know what I'm talking about? Trill my dream.
This has been another season of Ground Hard Radio. Season 49 of Ground Hard Radio, baby. We out. Deuces. And my Chris Brown.
Well, God damn it. We out of here. You know what I'm saying? We out of here for real. We love y'all. We still run the Matrix round this regular old bitch.
Ground Hard Radio, you bastard.
Trill.